Journal entry on February 4th, 2020. Today, as I left the house to take my daughter to tennis lesson, I noticed something quite astonishing. Well, astonishing to me anyway. The clouds completely overpowered the sky. And for miles and miles and miles, and for the 5, 6, 7 kilometers we drove, there was not a single blue to be found anywhere up in the sky. And what came to mind right away, as I was mentioning it to my daughter, what came to mind was that it just reminded me of a mind invasion. Like, when the mind overtakes the body and awareness, the soul, it just is fierce. And, you know, you can't see the forest from the trees. Like, it couldn't, I try to the best of my ability. And there's just, you know, clouds and clouds and clouds everywhere. Thick, thick clouds, ripples and ripples of clouds. It's like the cloud effect. And what came to mind was that it's like a mind invasion. It's like what the mind would look like when it's taken over. It's covered everything up. You can't see straight. You can't think straight. You can't feel, you know, your body. You can't recognize your emotions. You can't, you know, the clarity just isn't there. And so everything just becomes fuzzy, hazy, unclear. And so what I did mention to my daughter, I said, the beautiful thing about it is it's not going to last. It never does. But every once in a while, this happens. Just like the clouds take over the sky, the clarity of the sky and the sun and just covers everything over, it doesn't mean that it's gone. It's just covered over. And it will pass. The clouds never stay, you know, for long. Even if they last a day, which still just never stay for very long. But the sky prevails, the sun prevails, and all of those always prevail. So if we can use this as an analogy, if everyone were to look out of their windows and notice the cloudy sky, they can also see and, you know, draw the conclusion or the analogy of, oh, this is like when my mind is all taken over, and when it's unclear, and when it's overwhelmed, and when it's busy, you know, this is what it looks like, feels like. It feels like, you know, unclarity that we can't see. And so life still goes on, though, despite the cloudy sky. No one is running around in panic that, oh my gosh, we can't see clearly, we can't find the clouds, we can't see the sun. People aren't running around. It's not chaos. Life is just moving on, flowing, just like it is when it's a clear sky. So what that shows us or tells us is that there's not a need to panic. There's not a need to panic when the world or the thoughts and the feelings or the thoughts just overpowers everything. There's no need to panic. It's just like developing the courage, the brevity, the knowledge, the awareness to know, excuse me, this too shall pass. This is not going to last forever. It never, ever does. My clarity will prevail. My warmth will come back. I will find my way again once more. So I thought it was, you know, again, it was a great lesson. It was a great reminder, you know, that life often gives us these clues, these insights, these messages, these signs and signals. And sometimes, excuse me, we don't pay attention, we ignore. But sometimes it's good to just pay attention and stop and reflect and see how does this, you know, relate to my life right now, and how does it affect my life, and what does it mean, and or just to notice it and notice that it's not going to last forever and we can overcome it. So I wanted to share that. I thought it was an important lesson, and it was just, you know, it was perfect as I came out of my house and driving around. Like, it was just perfect. It was just so obvious, and you know, that the clouds had taken over. Anyway, thanks for listening.